Hey everyone, you're listening to D&D with ANC on 90.5 KCSU. Thank you.
Welcome back. You're listening to the second episode of D&D with ANC. I'm never going to get that title right.
You got it. Take it slow. It's close enough.
Take your time.
We all know you're dyslexic.
All right. Well, I'm Henry.
I'm Ty. I'm Rathew. I'm Walker.
Thanks for the correction.
He's lost himself in the character.
I'm Joel.
I'm Graham. I'm the DM.
All right. And welcome, like I said, welcome to the second episode. Why don't we reintroduce our characters? So I want to make an official announcement. I, Ty, am officially coming out as a woman now. I am officially transitioning. Please refer to me as Tyra now. Just so there's less confusion. But I'm being serious. Like,
okay,
this is just
hi, Tyra.
Yeah, I can get behind that.
Okay, I'm going to write that down.
Why don't we just revert the canon to have you be Tyra the entire time?
You were always Tyra.
You're always Tyra.
I was always Tyra.
You just go by Ty sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It's short.
Short, sweet.
It's short and confusing.
Yes, exactly.
That's my favorite kind of...
That's the tagline for this show.
Anyways, I'll let Graham just continue. Do you mind just like going over what happened last time and how we can...
Or should we go over our characters all again?
No, I don't think we need to do
that. I'll give you a moment.
All right, Graham, would you just like to kind of recap what happened last episode, please?
Yes, so last episode, Jelfrey, Rathew, Tyra, and Vincent, you went through a test given to you to join the Adventurers Guild. The Baldur's Gate Adventurers Guild, you were tasked with preventing or mitigating an upcoming disaster in a simulated environment. You managed to prevent the assassination of Duke Adrian and capture V'Kang, the man responsible in the simulation. At this point, you were inducted into the Baldur's Gate Adventurers Guild officially and told why the guild was created and, by extension, why it's in the building that it's in. A portal to somewhere has opened in the basement of this building. Franz, Babs, and Madron, your sort of adventuring dads.
Dads, yeah.
Papas.
Our
parental figures.
Parental figures. Yeah, we'll go with that. Your adventuring
How about guardians?
Someone call social services.
Please do. They were about to tell you about what lies beyond the portal, but Jelfrey, Rathew, and Tyra just kind of jumped through before any explanation could be made. So, are we just going into it at this point?
Yeah, let's just jump right into it.
Okay, so we will start with Vincent, our tiefling wizard, and the only one of the party who did not instantly jump through this evil portal.
Weak.
Idiot.
You climb the ladder out of the basement, Madron following behind you. Franz, the elven sort of noble, and Bobile, the one-armed tiefling, meet you back on the main floor. Both are in similar states of facepalming. Did the rest of your party just, like, jump through an incredibly evil portal with no regard for their own safety? Or any time spent preparing for what's on the other side?
I don't know. As you see, I'm the only one here, so what would that tell you?
Madron behind you just nods, because that's a simpler answer.
I have a few questions, first of all, before I do anything and you say anything. Okay, one, what is that?
It's an evil portal.
Okay, why is that?
We don't know.
Okay. Give me one good reason. I'm assuming there's like a wizard's guild here who does or handles stuff like that.
There is not.
Okay. Why should I not go to the authorities?
The authorities can't handle this. This is like clearly adventurer's work.
Okay. Why should I not go to any higher magical power?
Where do you know one?
Do you?
No, that's the problem.
Okay. What now?
What now? That's a good question. I feel like you should go get them because, well, otherwise you'll be the only member of the guild.
So you, let me see if I get this straight, want me to jump into a portal to rescue people we do or do not know are dead and put my life at risk.
Look, we've got a little bit of time. Like, they don't usually sense you right away.
Who?
There's a lot to explain, and it's not... Well, there's a lot to explain, and there's too little time to explain it.
Is there a rope anywhere?
God, you're like my mom. My hypothetical mom. My missing mom.
Yeah, you're an orphan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can find you a rope. Madron, go find the man a rope. Madron.
Does Madron find the rope?
Yeah, Madron goes off to find a rope.
All right, I tie the rope around myself, and I go down and jump in.
You just climb down the ladder. All right.
Is the rope even attached to anything?
I'm assuming Madron.
Madron holds on to it. You got 50 feet.
Nice. Okay.
Madron.
All right, so we will go back to the rest of the party. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, nice for you to finally join us, Vincent.
Yeah, y'all are stupid.
Vincent does not join you right away because, first of all, you rush directly headlong into the portal, and there's a moment of
I'm
sort
the first
of...
one in, so I get the worst of it.
Mm-hmm. There's not much, like, what, bad. There's no bad effect, but there is a moment of just kind of sickening twisting of the world where the world seems to collapse upon itself and then regrow. And you are running straight out the other side into the same basement you just came out of.
Yo. Huh. Blair Witch Project?
I'm thinking Mirror World.
What's that?
Oh my god, this is Legends.
Blair Witch?
Yeah.
It's like, I'll explain it to you later.
You wouldn't get it.
You wouldn't get it.
It's too underground.
Yeah, so the room is now covered in a eerie blue glow rather than the red glow.
I know what the Blair Witch Project is. I'm in character.
Rathew has never seen the Blair Witch Project.
Rathew's a normie.
Character trait. Rathew's never seen the Blair Witch Project.
All right. Write that down on your character sheet.
Blue? Write down. It's blue in here?
It's blue in here.
Was
rather
it the portal red?
The portal on the other side was red. It is now blue.
Oh. Is it like a mirror world almost? Like everything's reflected or?
No, it doesn't look like it. Okay. Everything's like on the same side for as much as you can tell from a incomplete basement.
Okay.
Could you, those of you who are through the looking glass, as it were, just go ahead and roll a perception check.
Okay.
13.
Oh, is it a 20? Is that
yeah.
the dice?
D20s.
I got a 12.
All right, one sec.
Did you?
I got an 8.
All right.
Add what?
None of you notice anything of any importance at the moment.
Cool.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So. What do you do? You're in this basement.
I'm gonna climb the ladder.
Yeah. So there is a ladder. You find yourself in the same, a big empty room. No, actually, it was a small empty room. You find yourself in the same sort of sized room as the barracks from the last episode,
okay.
mm-hmm. where there were beds. There's nothing in here, though.
Like, that's where we slept when we were doing the mission, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But there's nothing in here. No beds, no footlockers, no nothing.
Is it like are the walls like the same as before?
It looks pretty run down, just about the same as the other. Okay.
Is there any presence of human, of any living beings?
Not that you can tell.
Mm. Are there any windows in this room?
No.
Okay.
Can I make an arcana check about, to see if I can, like, know what kind of, like, magic this is or, like, the effects that this is having? Like, the portal?
Yeah. Go ahead and just give me an arcana check.
6.
6?
6.
Plus 2, so 8. Plus 2 again, so 10.
Would you add 2 again?
Because I have intelligence, and I have arcana.
Oh. That's weird for the fighter to have, but okay.
Because it's from soldier background. No, it's from elf.
So, with an 8, you can't tell anything particularly magical in this world, but I think that Rathew sort of comes up after you. You were heading in first, as we noted.
Yeah.
Rathew comes out after you, and you see now that he's out of the blue glow of the room, he has his own natural blue glow about him. And behind him, Tyra also has that natural blue glow.
Okay.
Whoa, dude, you look great.
Thanks,
dude. You're glowing, man.
She's a girl.
You're glowing. You're glowing, girl.
Thanks. You glow, girl.
You glow, girl.
What lotion do you use? You're not in there.
Jelfrey, are you seeing this?
Yeah, you guys are blue.
Jelfrey, you are also blue.
Yo,
everyone here
is we're all blue.
Oh my god,
sort of glowing an interesting blue color.
What shade?
What's going on?
Light cyan.
Ooh. Wow, that's really bright.
And it's just like everywhere, right?
No, it's just on you guys.
Just on us?
On our clothes too, or just the skin?
Yeah, once you've gotten upstairs out of the blue glow, you are exuding your own blue glow.
Is there like a physical sensation that we're feeling? Any kind of pain or anything?
I'm going to use my divine sense.
Okay.
What would be contracting cancer anytime soon?
Do you have to roll for that? Sorry.
No, you don't have to roll for that. Divine sense is not picking anything up. It's actually not even picking up evil at this point.
Oh. Like it was in the other reality?
It was in the other basement, like on the portal. But out here, you're getting nothing.
Guys, I think we should go outside and see what's up and see if
Henry,
anything's going on out there, because obviously not much is happening in here.
Is Vincent here yet?
No.
Okay.
Vincent took a little bit.
Of course he did.
It is at this point, I think, that Vincent bursts through the portal. You find yourself in the same basement. There is a rope that is sort of attaching you to the other side.
What is wrong with all of you?
You're still in the basement. You're still in the basement.
I yell it. What is wrong with all of you?
Hey, did you guys hear something? It sounds like there's a muffled.
I think that's Vincent down in the basement.
Sounds like someone nagging at us.
Oh man.
I want to go outside. I don't care what Vincent's doing.
Run.
I'm gonna start running.
No,
outside.
We gotta get Vincent. Vincent, we're up here. Come up the ladder.
I'm still gonna go outside.
Okay, just wait for us.
Vincent, what are you doing? It is your 50 feet of rope are definitely not enough.
I'm going to pop my head back into the same, you know, Madron, like, the rope is a no-go.
Madron just drops the rope. All right, you're on your own.
All right, then I meet up with the others.
All right. Vincent, you climb the ladder into the same room that you just exited, and the same building that you just exited, but different. Here, it's eerily quiet, almost as though there's nothing living around for miles. All right. Everyone is now outside. You see outside. You're in Baldur's Gate, certainly.
Oh, gun.
Yeah, but there is...
Why would the building have moved?
Well, we took a portal, so, like, who knows what could have happened.
You're right. I'm sorry for taking this time.
Portals suck, man.
So where in the other reality at this point, I think you've kind of figured out this is a weird parallel reality. There were workers and people walking around. There were people skulking through alleys looking for someone to pickpocket. It was a shady area. There's nothing here. Baldur's Gate is here, but its people are gone.
No life whatsoever.
Can I make an investigation check?
Yeah, go ahead. What are you trying to investigate?
Nothing, apparently.
Nothing, apparently, because I got a 1.
All right.
He trips and falls and can't find anything.
So, I go blind.
No. Vincent, you take a moment to look around, and you think that you see something moving down that alleyway.
Guys, I think we're not alone.
What'd you see?
Something over there or in that alley.
We start to head towards the direction he pointed.
Yeah, let's go to that alley.
All right. You sort of take a step down the alley. It's run down. There's old, old garbage here. Like garbage where it's kind of broken down into not garbage anymore.
Like
it's just
compost?
It's like compost. There's actually some like plants growing here.
That's sweet.
Here in this alleyway.
Daffodils?
And... At the end of the alleyway, you find yourself facing a brick wall with seemingly nothing to have moved.
Vincent, what'd you see, man?
I don't know what I saw.
What do you think you saw?
Something.
Can we climb the wall?
Yeah. Give me a acrobatics check, which will be dexterity. Yeah,
triple somersault over the wall.
So roll 1d20 plus 3.
9, so 12.
Climbing a relatively small wall for a monk of your skills is relatively simple. You climb up on top of it, and you find yourself sort of facing the hillside that the buildings back up against.
Oh, sick.
Again, nothing really out of the ordinary other than there is nothing there.
Okay, can I just jump back down then?
Yeah.
Cool.
Woo!
You're down.
Cool.
Tyra climbed up and then back down.
Tyra, did you see anything up there?
I saw some hills.
Oh, that's
what kind of hills?
Green ones.
Nice.
Were they verdant?
Green.
Were they like rolling?
Sure.
This wall is pretty tall for me. I can't see over it.
I'm not an expert in the description of hills, so that's all I can really tell you.
I am an expert in the description of hills. I can tell you they were rolling and green.
Thank you.
Verdant, perhaps.
Perfect for hedgehogs.
Hmm.
Well, if there were any hedgehogs about.
Sonic cameo?
Yo.
Right now, though.
The story ends with the Chaos Emeralds.
It might. We'll see. Right now, though, you're just completely and utterly alone here. Whereas in the city, you might always have the sense of something watching you. Perhaps in the forest, you would always have the sense of something watching you. No one is looking at you right now.
Yo, guys, I take my shirt off.
I should have seen this coming.
I know, I should.
I think this might be like the calamity that we stopped in the virtual reality mission.
Oh, sounds like a future.
Yeah, this is like the alternate reality where we failed to stop it.
Or wait, what if we did stop it? And because of that, now the future is just like so bleak and there's no one around.
But wasn't that a memory that we were in?
It was.
And that was like the past. And so we were technically already in the future of that past.
Listen, I'm just trying to get us somewhere here, okay?
Sherlock Holmes is just
I'm
pursuing all avenues of investigation.
This is purely magic. It was red and now it's blue, bro.
No
like,
way. We're not in a memory anymore.
We're not in a memory anymore, but we're in a different dimension, a different reality right now.
Okay. So what do we do?
I take my shirt off.
I think we should go back to the street. Ty was just, you know, he came through the portal.
You mean Tyra?
Maybe he hit his head
Vincent?
On the, Vincent, sorry. I think Vincent hit his head on the ladder coming up.
And saw something.
We do a temple check on Vincent. We rub his temple.
Oh.
Roll medicine.
9. 9 plus what?
Do you have medicine skill?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
Wisdom, so
it'll
plus 2.
Plus wisdom, plus 2.
Plus wisdom, plus 2. 11.
All right. No bumps, no scratches. In fact, coming through the portal doesn't seem to have had any physical effect on you guys, except for the weird blue glow. Actually, something you do notice at this point, all of you just have this long sort of blue lifeline that appears to lead back towards the portal.
Oh.
Yeah, that's scary.
Wait, sorry, what do you mean by a lifeline?
Yeah.
Like a
magical blue color through the air, a line.
Okay.
It's sort of a neon effect that acts kind of like a tether.
Where does it connect to on our body?
The small of your back.
Ooh.
Ooh, our chakra.
I don't like that. I don't like this tether thing
leads,
on us.
So it leads back to the portal.
That's what it appears to. It sort of reaches
Vincent,
through
we
didn't
the
wall.
Need any rope.
Is it? Can I grab it?
No, it is not tangible.
It's purely energy.
It's pure visual.
Visual.
I begin panicking and start spinning around frantically, just trying to get it off, but it doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work. Nah. But Tyra spins around for a while.
Cool.
Tyra, are you okay?
I think Vincent is quietly thinking and then turns to everyone and goes, anyone want to go looting?
I kind of do, actually.
Yeah.
I haven't had a good loot in a while.
I mean,
we won all that money in the memory, and then it was just memory money.
It's just gone.
Well, will this money that we find here just be dimensional money and not real money?
No, because we could take it back through the portal
to
the
sure
real
about
Earth.
It? Okay, we'll try. We'll try.
What if it's blue, though?
What if it, yeah. But
do they take blue money?
I feel like we can take blue money.
I think we should get out of this alleyway.
Okay.
I think I agree with the alleyway idea because we're gonna get cornered, and I don't want to get cornered.
We walk back out to the street.
Speaking of being cornered, as you walk back out into the street, there is a hulking figure standing there.
Just one?
Just one. Okay. He is, I guess I shouldn't gender it. It's large.
Is it glowing as well?
Muscular. It is not glowing. It is a sickly red color as though it doesn't have any skin and it's purely muscle.
Ooh.
Muscle mass and bone poking out into claws. And it's staring you guys down.
Where am I in relation to everyone else?
Probably behind them, like coming out of the alleyway.
I'm going to divine sense them.
Yeah. Evil.
Evil.
I point and shout, ew, what's that?
I come out of the alleyway first, and I see it first, and I go, I kind of back up, and I hit Jelfrey backing up.
I switch places with Jelfrey and put him in front of me.
Okay. You know what I'm going to try to do?
What are you going to try to do?
I'm going to try to make an intimidation check.
Of course you are. While shirtless again.
While shirtless? You took off your armor again.
Yeah, I did.
That is how confident
he is. Can I make an intimidation check?
Yeah, go for it.
There we go.
Six.
No, he is... The being is not intimidated, this hulking figure. In fact, strides toward the four of you.
How fast?
Ooh, I'm gonna, okay.
Slowly, big lumbering steps that shake the ground.
I got a serious bad feeling about this dude. I'm gonna...
You think?
Yeah, no, seriously. my paladin hairs on the back of my neck are standing straight up and all over my body.
My normal eyes can see that.